Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 82 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51 tonight, partly cloudy skies, a mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of Title 42 and the increase of migrants coming over the southern border, Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Tony Mativi says that one thing he's extremely concerned about in the state of Kansas is the massive amount of fentanyl and other opioids that could be coming into the states relatively soon.
Well, I have to tell you, Andy, this is a really concerning issue. I can't overstate the magnitude of the problem. We see more meth in Kansas than we see any other drug. I mean, this part of the country, meth is still king, if you will. But the really terrifying thing about fentanyl is the increase we've seen in the number of cases. So if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab between 2020 and 2022, that number of fentanyl samples submitted to our lab for testing has risen 900%.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today, with more arriving every day. Check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid 5/11 to 6/1.
With the warmer weather and summertime upon us across the Mid-America region, fire departments across the state of Kansas say that they are testing fire hydrants around different towns and cities to make sure that they have the proper amount of pressure in case of a need during a house fire. As the latest town, including Junction City's fire department, says they have been testing their fire hydrants throughout the week to ensure that they are properly operable and able to produce that required water pressure.
Important is for the residents is that we have water at, you know, strategic locations in the city. On the ends of the street, you'll see those hydrants, and they're very important on carrying water, because we only carry about 400 or 500 gallons of water on our fire truck. We need more water to put that house fire out.
That was Jason Lankus, the fire chief for the Junction City Fire Department, where they say that it's crucial that they have the fire hydrants working properly, as their water trucks only carry 400 to 500 gallons of water to any house fire at any time. They are letting residents know that if you see water in the streets, that there shouldn't be a cause for concern.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A state budget had officially been approved by state lawmakers over the last week, giving a two-year budget that calls for near $5.3 billion worth of yearly spending, with an average increase from year-over-year of 2.2%. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the budget also includes some of the state income tax cuts, along with increasing its tax credits for property taxes, along with allocating final funds at near $366 million for state prisons, and reserving over a $500 million for Perkins County Canal. The bill also addresses public education by allotting near $1 billion for education future funds intended to pay a $1,500 per student foundation to K-12 schools proposed by Governor Jim Pillen. According to the projections, at the end of the state budget, the cash reserves should be at near $780 million for the end of the 2024-25 fiscal year. The bill passed the final round of voting at a 41-3 vote in the legislature. Mid-America Network News. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a new or used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Nickel Day in Waterville kicks off Friday evening with a burger bash from 5 until 7, community center, and a cruise night follow. Many other activities are planned throughout the day Saturday, including the Lion's Pancake Feed, community center, from 7:30 till 10, cakewalk, chicken drop, face painting, kids train, and more. Downtown from 10 to 2, plus a car show with a beer garden, food trucks, a parade and bike parade begins at 2:15, plus rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad. Dr. Nicole Porter is among organizers.
Well, it's just good family fun, a great community atmosphere, just an all-day event that you can bring your kids and just... The nice thing about living in a small town is you can just kind of let them go. Obviously, keep an eye on them, but it's a safe environment and just good fun. They went COVID year without having it, and I think they realized, this isn't something that we want to see go away. And it most definitely, it brings back a lot of memories. When something's been going on for 50 years, the older generation remembers it getting started and putting it together. The people that really help run it now remember it as kids, what they did, because it definitely is a family-friendly event. So, it takes the entire community to put something on like this.
Join Nicole Porter for additional comments on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Hanover citywide garage sales are planned this weekend with maps at several business and sale locations beginning Friday. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved raises at their meeting last week, including $750 added to base pay for teachers, 3% increases for administration and unclassified staff, and a 20% increase of $21,000 for Superintendent Darren Schrader, who will be paid $125,000. A road in Pottawatomie County was closed effective Wednesday due to bridge deterioration on a Louisville road crossing Rock Creek. A detour for the section between Rockingham and Emile Roads has been established. Memorial Day services are planned Monday in Marysville. 8 a.m. services begin at the Spring Creek Bridge south of town. A memorial mass at St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery starts at 9. And the Marysville City Cemetery services begin with the Marshall County Community Band performing at 10 and a service following at 10:30. Axtell has plans Monday at St. Bridget at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10. At Beatty, a service at the Catholic Cemetery starts at 9:45 and Union Cemetery following at 10. Blue Rapids will host activities Monday at 9 at Prospect Hill, 9:30 at Fairmont, and 10 a.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery. Emmanuel Lutheran Bremen service is planned 9 a.m. Frankfort City Cemetery at 10, with activities following at the Catholic, Antioch, and Barrett cemeteries. Summerfield service starts at 9, Mission Creek, 10:30. Vermilion area activities include 9 a.m. starts at Salem, 10 a.m. at Lillis, and 11 at Vermilion, while Waterville has plans at 10:30 Monday at Riverside. In Washington County, Sunday, Barnes has a service planned at 2. Steel City will have a program Sunday at 2 and at Joy Creek, Hollenburg at 3 p.m. On Monday, Greenleaf City Cemetery, service begins at 10. Hanover will host a program at Memorial Park Monday at 11. Lynn starts at 10:30. No services are planned at Washington, but flags will be on display. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell Boston. A celebration of life service for Linda D. Slifer, age 71, of Frankfort, who passed away November 22nd, is planned Sunday, May 28th at 2 p.m. at the Beatty Community Center, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Linda Slifer. Janet Hill Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Janet Adkins. Daniel Skip Shortle, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A graveside funeral service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with the Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Skip Shortle.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And clear over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still sunny by Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms over Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers may linger throughout the day on Memorial Day, otherwise staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And more rain showers possible throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Warmer on Tuesday, a slight chance for some showers, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And rain possible over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. And still more rain possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 58. And the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Varying amounts of precipitation with brief showers Thursday afternoon across the region.
From pantyhose to cereal boxes, all kinds of household discards can be put to good use in the garden. A few ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. Actor John Wayne was born on this day, and the Wham-O Company trademarked the word Frisbee on this day in 1959. Which household discards can you repurpose for gardening chores? Just take a look around. Strips of worn-out pantyhose make great plant ties that are gentle on the stems. Keep grass from invading your planting beds with old cereal boxes. Flatten them and lay underneath the mulch along the bed border. We all have stashes of plastic shopping bags. Tie some around your knees while weeding to protect your pants from grass stains. Old coffee cans make good totes for small tools. And save those mesh fruit and vegetable bags from the supermarket. They're perfect for transporting harvested vegetables from the garden. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The 15th annual Big Blue River Days in Marysville is June 2nd and 3rd. World-class barbecue competition brings the best to town with the People's Choice Tasting Event back this year. Two big days of fun, including free live entertainment Friday and Saturday night, featuring the Damien Gunn Band Friday and the Mikey Needleman Band Saturday, with the Beer Bin, eight food vendors, and local restaurants, too. Catch the Cornhole Tournament Friday night with a $500 added purse this year. The Beer Mile and Backyard Olympics are a ton of fun, and there's a Friday night cruise, 6 until 9 o'clock. Saturday, the 32nd annual AutoFest Car Show downtown includes hundreds of cars and trucks with registration from 8 until noon and show from noon until 3:30, followed by a parade this year at 4:30. Bring the family and enjoy the Kids Zone, and don't miss a minute of the excitement with Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday, June 2nd and 3rd in Marysville. Full schedule and more information on Facebook at Big Blue Barbecue Marysville.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Althea knows this country's freedom was earned by those willing to lay down their lives, and asks everyone to remember the brave men and women in the armed forces this Memorial Day by sending a card or care package to our military. From the patriotic staff at Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. This Memorial Day, Hummus Trucking Incorporated remembers the fallen heroes of the United States Armed Forces, the dedicated, brave, and patriotic men and women who lost their lives fighting for the freedoms we enjoy today. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Postseason college baseball in the Big 12 tournament yesterday. The Kansas State Wildcats knocked out the number one seed Texas Longhorns. K-State got a 6-0 win. Oklahoma State beat West Virginia 3-2. Kansas lost to TCU 14-8, and Texas Tech beat Oklahoma 10-9. That sets up a Sunflower Showdown and Bedlam matchup both for today, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Kansas State and Kansas will play in the Big 12 baseball tournament, followed by Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The season has come to an end for the Wichita State Shocker baseball program. They had to win the American Athletic Conference tournament in order to advance on in any kind of a regional. They could not get it done. They went 0-2 down in Florida in the tournament. Houston knocked the Shockers out with a 4-3 win yesterday. NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have now made it a series. It's a 3-2 lead for Miami after Boston gets a 110-97 win yesterday. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
One of the best state track meets in high schools happens in the state of Kansas, and it is at Cessna Stadium on the Wichita State campus. If you're planning on going to state track starting today, you will need to know that general admission is $10. You can enter on the south hill of Cessna Stadium, the south entrance Coke Arena side, east side of Cessna Stadium, and the northwest side of Cessna Stadium. Digital tickets will be available only. Parking information is available on the Keisha website. The NFL Sunday ticket this year is going to YouTube after they purchased it away from DirecTV. However, if you are in a restaurant, bar, or hotel, the NFL did make an agreement that DirecTV will still have the NFL Sunday ticket package where you can watch any game every single Sunday. There are a bunch of new faces in the Chiefs receiver room this year, and during OTAs, they got high praise, especially from Patrick Mahomes. He said, "We're deep. I think that's the biggest thing." He said he's got a good feel for the group and can see stars coming out of the group. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
With a first-place finish from the boys and a second-place finish from the girls, the Marysville Bulldogs track team had a strong showing in their 3A regional last week and have 24 competitors in Wichita this weekend. Senior Devon Mathis brought home first in the 100-meter dash with a time of 11.3 seconds and first in the 200 with a time of 23.36 seconds. Senior Xander Zutterman placed first in the 110-meter hurdles, finishing with a time of 15 seconds. Finishing the day, Zutterman was also able to finish third in the 300 meters. In distance, junior Silas Miller ran the 800-meter in just over 2 minutes and the 2-mile with a time of 9 minutes and 34 seconds, both good enough for first place, along with breaking the school record in the 2-mile. Miller was also able to bring home a second-place finish in the mile run. Senior Rook Williams ran away with first place in the high jump with a jump of 6 feet even, while his brother Rhett placed third in triple jump. Senior Peyton Smith rounded out the boys' day with a fourth-place finish in shot put. In girls' competition, three Bulldogs brought home the gold. Senior Bryn O'Neill ran a 2-minute and 22-second 800 with a first-place finish, along with finishing second in the 400. Junior Shea Kramer brought home the gold in pole vault with a vault of 9 feet 6 inches, while also claiming fourth in the 100-meter hurdles. In high jump, freshman Casey Rush claimed first with a jump of 5 feet 4 inches, while teammate Haley Ingalls placed fourth. Rush was also able to claim fourth place in triple jump. Sophomore Aubrey Veering punched her ticket to Wichita with a fourth-place finish in shot put. The 4x1 relay team of Fry, Spicer, Schoenberger, and Kramer punched their ticket with a fourth-place finish, while the 4x4 team consisting of Bryn O'Neill, Claire Hawley, Bella Hedke, and Shay Kramer brought home the gold with a time of 4 minutes and 14 seconds. A school record was rebroken by the boys' 4x800-meter relay team of Colton Shoddy, Nathan Miller, Asher Wassum, and Silas Miller with a time of 8 minutes and 17 seconds and a third-place finish. Also placing third was the 4x4 team consisting of Asher Wassum, Rook Williams, Grant Hafley, and Devon Mathis.
Nothing is more discouraging than walking into the garden and finding your zucchini or other squash plants have suddenly wilted. A close look at the base of the stem reveals damage and sawdust-like material, indicating squash vine borers have moved in. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can reduce the risk by covering new plantings with floating row covers. These fabrics allow light and water through, but prevent the adult squash vine borer moth from laying the eggs at the base of the plant. Don't use row covers when planting squash in the same location as the previous year. Since the squash vine borer overwinters in the soil near squash plants, the row cover will trap the insects by the plants, providing easy access. Remove the row cover as soon as the plants begin to flower so the bees can reach the flowers and pollinate the plants for a tasty harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
I like to say that everyone has a story. Today's guest helps people tell their story. In fact, he helps people who have never told their story to share it so that others can learn, and perhaps that individual can overcome some of the challenges they encountered as part of that work. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Milt Turati recorded his first oral history with a war veteran when Milt was just 13 years old. It ended up being just the first of many.
So off and on, for 67 years, I've been doing veteran oral histories.
Milt served 26 years in the armed forces, including combat in Vietnam. While he had full-time work, this part-time work, if you will, has always remained important as he records the stories of veterans.
They're all different. Values are the same, but their stories are different. And every story is mesmerizing, whether it be the Korean War, World War I, to Vietnam, Afghanistan, no matter where.
Milt does more than listen. He takes the information and writes a book for the veteran. It's a love that usually takes many hours of simply talking.
The shortest was 67 hours with a guy who was in hospice. Normally, between 100 and 200 hours.
And what results is not something for Milt, but rather a gift he can provide to someone who served.
I do it all for free because the book belongs to them. Many have taken their books and then published, and they sell them on the marketplace. I sign away my rights to the work so that it pays their expenses. Then they benefit from that.
The work is done for free, but the benefits are tremendous.
There's been a lot of them who had PTSD no longer do because they're able to express themselves and lift the weight off their shoulders.
At the time of my interview with Milt, he had recorded and written 122 stories for veterans, with several more in the pipeline. People continue to find him, and he hopes he can continue as long as possible. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Are hardy bushes, but they do have their enemies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bacterial blight and powdery mildew are two common diseases that you should learn to spot as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have two lilac bushes in my yard, and honestly, I don't pay much attention to them except to cut off the fragrant flowers and prune occasionally. Lilacs are extremely hardy, but can be attacked by a few diseases. Jay Scheidt is an extension plant pathologist with Oregon State University. He says one of the most serious diseases is a bacterial blight.
You'll see the new shoots starting to grow, and in the springtime, they'll start to die back. They'll get a characteristic sort of dark, almost black coloration to them, and the tips will curl down. We call that symptom a shepherd's crook because it looks like the top of a shepherd's cane has that hook to it.
Bacterial blight attacks newly planted lilacs, and you'll have trouble establishing any bushes that are affected by it. There are bactericides and biologicals that take care of blight as long as you catch it early. Powdery mildew is common on lilacs, especially when the weather is cool and rainy. The leaves appear as if somebody dumped baby powder on them. In terms of managing it, good air circulation will help a lot.
As you're pruning out those flowers to put in your bouquet, you might prune a little lower and make things so that that bush has a lot more airflow through there. That will help dry it out and won't have quite as bad a powdery mildew problem. It tends to like the shade a lot, so if you're planting your lilacs in a really shady situation, that might also encourage it, so we talk about planting them in more fuller sunlight.
It'll also help to space and prune lilacs so they're not rubbing against each other. Don't fertilize late in the growing season, and don't over-fertilize young plants because high nitrogen favors disease development. Learn more about caring for lilacs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done.
We'll be right back.
temptation. It's a feeling as old as life itself. Adam and Eve succumbed to it first, and generations have struggled with it ever since. And when it comes to being wise with money, well, there's no shortage of temptation. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, one of the things that tempts me? Beautiful clothes. And if there's a sale, I can usually let temptation take over and convince me of some reason to buy a new blouse or a pair of shoes. It takes self-discipline to keep walking past that storefront. So what can you do when you're faced with temptation to spend money on something you don't need? Well, remind yourself you already have enough. And take a moment to be grateful for what you do have. Clothes at home, shoes to wear, and food to eat. So say no to wanting more, and yes to being content with what you have. You'll be one step closer to a life of confidence, contentment, and generosity.
First drought, then flooding. California dairies hope for a break. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
I'll let Corker and California dairyman Corey Vanderham set the stage.
We've been going through a drought, obviously, the last year and a half, 2 years. And this year, the Lord's blessed us with plenty of rain and an impressive snowpack up in the Sierras. And that snowpack is melting and coming down.
Really coming down, says Vanderham.
Some producers had water coming through their dairies, had water going through their farmlands and stuff. We had to evacuate our dairy, so we had to move 4,500 milk cows in just under 3 days.
Finding dry facilities for the cows is just a partial solution, says Vanderham.
Going forward, the feed's going to be an issue. There's a lot of farm ground that's underwater that produces wheat silage and corn silage, so that's going to be tough to source out later.
And, says Vanderham, there's no immediate end in sight.
To my understanding, the snowpack is only about 20% melted, and there's an equivalent of about 46 or 47 inches of rainwater when you do the math equation of snow up in the mountains. So there's a lot more coming.
California dairy producer Corey Vanderham. My thanks to the National Milk Producers Federation for providing the audio for today's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, May the 26th. Well, wheat country is mired by long-term drought. While the latest drought monitor shows significant drought improvement over the last week, The damage to the wheat crop in Oklahoma is already done. Dennis Shanehalls is president of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers and shares how the winter wheat looked in Oklahoma during this month's winter wheat tour.
We saw a lot of the same thing we saw in western Kansas, a lot of short wheat, a lot of freeze damage, a lot of drought damage, not much disease. It was just a lot of thin stands. The wheat was really short, the heads are small, and the yields are going to be small too.
Dennis and his family farm near Enid, Oklahoma, north of Oklahoma City.
We raise wheat, soybeans, and hay. We also have a registered cattle operation, but this year we're struggling a lot. A lot of other people are, but we are a little more fortunate than they are out in the Western Panhandle. We have had some rain. We got a good stand early on. January, we got a nice rain. Faucet turned off, and we didn't get a rain for 85 days. In March, the whole month of March, it probably was 5 to 15 degrees above our average temperature. We had a lot of gusty wind. Some days it would blow 25-30 with gusts of 50 or more, and so it dried everything out. We lost approximately half of our yield potential in the month of March.
This is year two of exceptional drought as classified by the Drought Monitor. He says the recent rains have been welcomed.
And that's probably helped me, myself, and my family and my neighbors more than anything, seeing rain. And because, you know, we not only needed it to fill the grain in the heads of the wheat that's already been headed out.
And let's get your ag news on this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5710. It's a medium maturity variety with excellent top-end yield potential, excellent stocks and roots, and FHB tolerance.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
An oversupply of wool means working harder to find buyers for U.S. producers. More on why there's an oversupply and what the American Sheep Industry Association is doing to engage with potential customers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orwick says that the sheep industry continues to deal with disruptions from COVID-19.
All the remote work, people were not buying wool sport coats, wool suits, wool slacks. So we have a buildup of wool around the world, particularly in some of the coarser categories. There's just a ton of wool out there. the textile industry hasn't fully returned yet, so our market reflects that oversupply.
Orwick says that they are focusing on export markets to move wool supplies.
We typically export 60% of what we produce, so we've been very aggressive the last 2 years. We've brought on new salesmen. They're working around the world trying to find additional markets. We've been to Uruguay. We've been working like Egypt, for example. You know, traditionally, China has most of that first stage wool processing equipment, but we haven't been able to bring those buyers to the United States now for 3 years. We are planning on doing some reverse trade missions where we bring buyers. I know we have two countries already committed to join us.
In addition, Orwick says that wool traders and sheep industry representatives recently took part in the International Wool Textile Organization Congress that was held in Japan. And moving forward, they hope to build a profile of what textile buyers and their customers are looking for as a result from that meeting. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I am Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now when it comes to the markets. There's some optimism in the markets because maybe a debt ceiling deal is going to get done. July corn right now, 602. That's up 11 and a quarter. September corn, 523 and three quarters. That's up 13 and a quarter. Looking at Kansas City wheat for July, 815 and a quarter. That's down 2 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September, down 1. At 810 and 3 quarters. July oats, 343 3 quarters. That's up 7 3 quarters. September oats at 346. That's up 7 and a quarter. Looking at soybeans for July, 1333. That's up 9. August soybeans, 1257 and a quarter. That's up 7 and a half. Looking at cotton for July, 8288. That's up $2.73. Cotton for December, 8030. That's up $1.80 right now. Looking at live cattle for June, 167.62 and a half. That's up 32.5 cents. August live cattle, 165.12 and a half cents. That's up 35 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 234.65. That's down a nickel. Feeder cattle for September, 237.97 and a half, and that's down 10 cents. Taking a look at crude oil for July, 72.46 per barrel right now. That's up 63 cents. August crude also up 63 cents at 72.56. Looking at gold on this Friday, gold for June, 1944, 50 cents. That's up 80 cents. Gold for August, 1963, 30. That's up 90 cents. Silver for July, 2334 and a half. That's up 43 cents. Silver for September, 2358. That's up 45 cents. Stock market today looks like the Dow is up because of confidence that a debt ceiling deal is going to get done. The Dow up 289, S&P up 50, NASDAQ up 268. That's market information.
Fighting feral rye in your wheat? Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. AP18AX is consistent top yielder in Syngenta Western Dryland trials. AP18AX also has very good tolerance to stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic virus. Call your local AgriPro associate to book seed. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriProWheat.com.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months.
K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses different types of moths that could be visible this summer. He explains the difference between irritating moths and moths that could damage production fields. Knowing what moths are a threat to alfalfa fields and who to contact to learn more about crop-damaging insects are things that a producer needs to know if they find insects in their fields. The army cutworm and army worm have similar names, but are two different insects causing different problems.
The army worm and an army cutworm, the moths come back in the fall and they lay eggs. Army worm, which we've been getting calls about, is also a moth, but just now laying eggs in the spring. The thing that's concerning about that, we've had more moths than we normally do at this time of the year. So generally that's a springboard generation. Then another month, you'll see another bunch of moths as they become adults. And that's when we usually start getting calls about the larvae doing damage on a grass crop. So I'm just advising everybody to keep their eyes open for young larvae in any grass, because right now there's more moths around, more adults around, which means that has the potential to lay eggs. So the difference between army cutworm and an army worm is the army cutworm is not going to feed on any crops now. The army worm moth is out laying eggs. Those eggs will hatch. The larvae will feed on a grass.
Whitworth reviews the common threshold for spraying for alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils have been a serious problem. They're our number one pest in alfalfa. The treatment threshold for alfalfa weevils is 30 to 50%. What that means is if you have one per three stems infested, you probably should treat again, even though you've treated two or three times. Right now, there are still a lot of adults in the field. If it rains where you can't get in and swath your alfalfa, that leaves a nice canopy where it's nice and shady. They can feed a little bit on the leaves. They can also feed on the stems. But the adult feeding is not nearly as voracious as the larvae. They're very difficult to control also. And we don't have a treatment threshold for adults. We have treatment thresholds for the larvae. I recommend if you are within 7 to 10 days of swathing or cutting your field, cut it. Don't spray it. If you do spray, you got to pay attention to the pre-harvest interval for whatever product you use.
Contacting a local extension agent can help with identifying insects.
The best thing to do is call your county extension agent first. That's our first line of identification and knowledge. They have access to all of our extension publications, or you can go online and download all of our extension publications.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing types of insects that can damage fields this summer and be annoying in homes. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
C&K Service salutes all of Sabetha FFA chapter and commends their dedication to strengthening the agricultural base of our community. The members have worked hard all year long, and everyone is very proud of them. Enjoy yourselves at the state convention. From the staff of C&K Service in Sabetha.
KNDY.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.